On your Monday morning, it's Breakfast with Cindy, and I'm so excited to have my regular guests back in the studio. It is Barry Harrison and Jackie Taylor from the YMCA. Hey, guys, good morning.
Hey, how are you, Cindy?
Oh, the crowd goes wild.
It does. Oh, look, that's fair enough, too. Totally understandable.
I love them. They're really kind of encouraging.
How are you? We are the world this morning, aren't we,
Cindy? We are the world.
Absolutely.
Did you enjoy the song that I played?
I did enjoy it. I enjoy driving in Monday mornings, listening to yourself, Cindy. You know that I like your selection of songs.
Be careful. There's an age thing here. You could get yourself in trouble.
Well, I get into trouble a lot. Just ask
Jackie.
But I think you need to put a mix together.
Like a mixtape.
Well, the old mixtapes,
yes.
What do you call them? A playlist.
Okay.
A playlist now. So Cindy's playlist of your favourites.
Feature 1985, USA for Africa.
Of course.
And some Stevie Wonder and some Madonna. And what would your choice be in there?
Oh, my choice. Mm. Oh, geez, that'd be Goanna.
Oh, yes.
Goanna, Spirit of Place. The album, Solid Rock.
Oh.
On the platform, that's probably my favourite.
I can do
that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure of that one, Barry. Can you sing us a line
or two? No, Jackie, I can't. Now, speaking of rude and impertinent.
Yes, go for your life. Go on.
Welcome, Jackie, to Monday mornings here on KC Radio 97.7 FM.
Always good,
Cindy.
Isn't he just?
It's good to have you along.
It's
now, Cindy,
here we go.
Yes.
Guess who got a promotion last week?
Oh, Jackie.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do we call you now?
You can still call me Jackie.
Okay. good. So just let your name.
It's not confusing at all.
So what is your title now?
Aquatics manager for the KC sites.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Congratulations.
Yes.
So does that change your role?
Yeah, so I won't be just based at ARC anymore. I'm going to be over both race and ARC.
Fantastic.
Looking after the swimming lessons, so that'll keep me very busy.
So as always, Barry, you're bringing me in the best of the best.
Oh, look, of course, Cindy. I can't bring anyone else
no.
but the best for you. You know that. But the really exciting position with Jackie's new role, first one in the YMCA that has
wow.
this sort of oversight.
Okay.
Because of Casey Race swim school is full. And has a waiting list. So we really can't get people
wow.
in there. But Casey Ark certainly has some space in there. But we needed someone, a very senior person, to oversee both swim schools because Casey Race is one of the top five swim schools in Australia with over 4,000 people. Casey
wow.
Race is another large swim school with over 3,000 or it had peaked just over 3,000 people. And so with that number of people in our swim schools, to maintain the quality, we felt we had to have that person to oversee it all. And what better person
than
Jackie Taylor.
Jackie, well done you.
Thank you.
This is exciting. Now, I will just say, you are no stranger to KC Radio. You have been joining us on the sports show all year. So for my listeners that don't really listen to the sports show, I do forgive them. But you have been in the studio many, many times this year on the sports show to talk about...
Now.
Yes, you are. And you've talked about swimming before and the importance of it, but for a brand new audience this morning on Monday mornings, you are now the expert in swimming and why it's important, and especially at this time of year when the sun comes out and we get a bit excited and just go jumping in head first.
Yeah.
Talk to us about swimming. Why is it so important?
Well, this is actually one of our biggest months for enrolments. So a lot of people realise that heading into summer, a couple of warm days and we get that flood of enrolments at both centres. It just, you can never drown proof your kids, but it makes them more comfortable in the water, makes you more comfortable looking after them.
Mm.
And we try and teach them self-preservation skills, not just the lap after lap that you can sometimes see, but they really need to learn how to roll over, get out of dangerous water, not panic in the water if they do get into trouble. It's just vital. It's something that a lot of parents take their kids casual swimming, but they don't actually teach them those skills of how to look after themselves.
So. I think this is a really important bit, and you spoke there, Jackie, about not panicking in the water.
Yeah.
And one of the things about the YMCA Learn to Swim program, it has a large water safety component. Because in the water, what I've seen, heard and read is that a lot of people get into trouble when they panic and they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know what to do, even if it's just to get onto your back and lie there, you're in a much, much better position. And that's certainly one area that we focus on heavily at the YMCA.
Yeah, so kids, well, not only kids, but adults, yeah. Everybody, when you're panicking, your heart rate rises, the adrenaline starts flowing. You can't think. You can't think like you do when you're nice and calm. So it is really important, even just to get on your back and have a breath and go, okay, now what do I need to do? So.
I know a few months ago, Doc and I from the Benchwarmers came down to Casey Ark one night, and we were actually able to witness an adult swimming lesson.
Yep.
And was it Bree who was teaching? Yes. She's fantastic. Those guys there had come so far so quickly, and this is just from what they told me, but they were doing so well, and I love the fact that they've put themselves out there, especially as an adult, because it can be a little, it can be a bit apprehensive, and you can...
And it's really intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some people have never been in a swimming pool, some adults, and then they have kids, and they want to feel comfortable in the water with their kids, but they don't want to get in themselves, so they don't let their kids get in. And so, yeah, we get a lot of adults actually come down and do lessons just for their kids, I think, at the end of the day, so they can swim with their kids and have fun as a family.
It's good to be a role model for your kids as well. I mean, if they see you doing something a little out of your comfort zone and they're not so sure themselves, I know that sometimes the younger ones can be a little bit apprehensive, but if they see mum or dad jump in for the first time, it's going to help them as well.
Yeah, that's right. And as a swim teacher, you forget how scary it can be being in the water, and it picks you up. It makes you a lot lighter. You don't have the control you do when you're fully weighted on land. So it is a little bit scary, and suddenly you're lying on your back and thinking, oh, like it's completely different. You can't just roll over and stand up. You've got to get your head up, and the whole feeling's different when you're in the water. So it is really scary, but the teachers are really good.
I was just going to say that, and I always say this to you, Baz, as well, always. Your staff at any of your facilities are the best of the best. Whoever is picking these people is doing the best job. They make everyone, even when you walk in the door, they make you feel at ease. You are not, you know, you don't feel intimidated, which you do some, you know, sometimes you're already a little apprehensive. These guys are fantastic.
Look, I think, you know, I think, yes, we are very selective in the people that we do recruit for positions, but we also, I would like to think, give them a lot of training as well. Mm. And that's part of the secret, I think. You know, we employ over 700 people here in Casey, and majority of those people are local people.
Yeah.
And a lot of those people are casual, uni students, etc. But they're getting valuable life skills by being part of the YMCA.
Mm.
And, you know, I admire our people, especially on our front desk. You know, at Casey Race, we have between 2,000 and 3,000 people go through the centre every day.
Day?
Every day.
I thought you were about to say every week.
No, every day.
Say that again.
2,000 to 3,000 people every day go through Casey Race.
Every day. That is incredible.
Yeah, just over a million people a year. And when you break it down, that's, you know, between 2,000 and 3,000, depending on the day, etc. Yeah. So they do meet and greet a lot of people. We don't always get it right, but I tell you what, I think the majority of time we do. And you're right, our people are fantastic. They seem to keep smiling. They're actually enthused about helping people, and I think our swim teachers are absolute classics for that as well.
Yeah.
The day we did, the day we did the outside broadcast there for, I can't even remember what it was. What was it? Oh, that was for the Change Your Life program, which we need to talk about maybe next week. We did an outside broadcast from there. The kids were running in the door. We were able to sit there in our Casey Radio van and watch through the window. These kids running in with the parents kind of chasing them up because they were so excited to be there.
It's a pretty exciting environment too. I mean, the pool's obviously great and a huge attraction, but just when you go in there, the hustle and the bustle and the joy that you can hear that all the families are having such a good time. I think that's what kids like as well. They do feel like they're part of the community there, and often the kids have been coming for a couple of years and they know a few of the teachers, and a lot of people say hello to them on the way through. So it is kind of like they're coming to a very familiar environment.
Yeah. How long does it take someone to learn how to swim? I mean, I know that's a very general kind of question.
How long to
speak the
spring,
yeah.
It depends on a lot of things, I guess. We get kids in or babies in from 6 months old.
Yeah.
They're obviously not swimming, but the parents are learning the skills to teach them how to swim and become water familiar. I'd say probably from around three, they actually can start swimming on their own, and it might take 6 months to a year to get that head down, feet up.
Not long.
Kind of thing, no. Adults learn a lot quicker.
Okay.
because you can talk to them a lot easier and they understand fairly quickly.
So and they're not distracted.
That's right, and they're not free.
Now, I think one thing you may have forgotten about Jackie, Cindy, is in the first time you met her, Jackie had been to Japan teaching other people in the Southeast Asian nations how to teach Learn to Swim. So Jackie is an expert in its truest sense of the word, and she's a local here from Casey. And so tell us a little bit about that trip to Japan that you did with Liz.
I did. It was really good. So we went over to actually do some water safety. I was at a conference and we actually got in the pool and got a lot of their leaders in the pool and did some water safety activities because it's not a big thing on their radar, I guess. They're very competitive and stroke-based. So, we did a lot of walking through the seaweed and going through currents and things like that. And, they were saying because they've had they'd had the tsunami over there and they don't do water – like they were saying, we don't have – seaweed, but we said, you have debris in the water. If you have a tsunami, people still need to learn to swim in those sort of conditions as well. So they loved it, and they've since sent photos over. I left a bit of equipment over there because I didn't want to bring it home. So they've sent photos over since using the equipment and doing water safety days and rescuing and stuff. So that was really good to see.
And following on from that, we had some international guests come to Casey Race and Casey Arc.
They did. A few of the people that we met at the conference then came over from Taiwan, and we put on water safety week at both the pools, I think, that week. And they joined in. Their teachers jumped in the water with us and did water safety activities so that they could take that back to their pools.
And so do you keep in contact with them?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we've had our aquatic specialist is actually going back over to Taiwan next month.
Wow.
So the YMCA aquatic specialist. But we have a Facebook page that we're all on. So it's nice to touch base and see what everyone's doing.
You'll have to bring, who is that person that's going over?
Liz.
You'll have to bring Liz in, Barry, after she's been.
Oh, look, I think Liz can talk more than you, Cindy.
Liz is
really?
Actually over at the World Drowning Conference in Vancouver this week. So, she's out and about at this time of the year.
At the World Drowning Conference. Yep. What does that involve?
It's obviously a worldwide conference where anyone can go to it, but a lot of the aquatic specialists from around the world get together and try and figure out how we're going to reduce the drowning rates.
Fantastic. Yep. And this is all just part of Casey Race. Casey Arc is just another day, just another working day.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You guys are incredible.
Very lucky. Very lucky to have such a good environment and...
And like Jackie's just spoken about going to Japan and teaching other educators, you've met Tash, and we're going to have Tash on in the next few weeks.
Great.
I'm not sure exactly when, but she went to
Vietnam.
That's right, I always get that one mixed up.
Cambodia.
Yep. We had another swim teacher, Zoe, who went to Cambodia as well. And they're just these are tentacles reaching out from Casey into the world, helping other people. And
this is life changing stuff.
Absolutely, it is. It really is. And I know you didn't say that flippantly, but it really is. It's life changing for the people that are doing these things, but it's also life changing for the people they're instructing as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
The ripple effect is phenomenal. We're very lucky at the YMCA that we were able to, partake in some of these type of activities.
This is fantastic. You guys do so much more, I think, than what everyone realizes. You know, you can walk into one of your centers and see that vibe and that atmosphere and so much happening, but there is so much that goes on behind the scenes, and we're starting to discover this obviously through our connections with the sports show and Monday mornings now. So I really look forward to bringing in whoever it is that you have next week and the week after and the week after that. We still need to sort out this hoop off, Barry. I'm working at the Casey Stadium. I'm working with Ray from R&T Panels, who would like to donate some money to your Open Doors program as well. So we need to lock that in.
It's going to be fantastic. We'll do it on a weekend.
Yes.
Let's do it and let's hope that you miss them all so we raise more money. Isn't that the way it goes?
Apparently for every missed shot, Ray's going to donate $20 to the Open Doors. And I'll just let you know, I'm not a basketballer, so I think you might be in luck. Guys, thank you so much for your time this morning. Jackie, you're not a morning person. You did really well.
Thank you very much.
Jackie will be in on a regular basis as well, bringing in other guests. So,
looking forward to it, guys. Good morning and thank you. Hey, thanks. Baz, I'm going to just play this one for you.
Oh, sensational.
You did ask for it.